This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon His servant and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As to what follows, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal that we unite once again with my beloved brothers in Islam and our dear beloved mashayikh. We benefited a lot and immensely from them tonight, and we continue to do so. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us in a better place than this place. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhuma narrated, and he said, "Inna yawma Ashura yawmun min ayyamillah," that the day of Ashura is one of the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean that the day of Ashura is from the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran, He commands the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the beginning of Surah Ibrahim, وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ, remind the people of the days of Allah. Remind the people of the days of Allah. وَعَاشُرَى is from the days of Allah. So what does it mean that Ashura is one of the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You see, every single day we live is a day for Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal owns all the days. But Ayyamullah are one thing and every other day is something else. Just like we say Baytullah, the house of Allah. You see, there are many houses on earth, but they're all one thing and the houses of Allah are something else. They are Al-Masajid. When we say Nabiullah, that means this human being is one thing, these human beings, the prophets, are one thing, and everyone else is something else. When Allah Azza wa Jal says, Naqatallah, the she-camel of Allah, this is the camel that came out from a stone, from a rock, and it was a miraculous, it was a miracle given to the people of Salih alayhi salam. But that camel is one thing, and all the other camels are something else. Ayyamullah are special days, and every other day is something else. Ayyamullah, what does it mean? On the days of Allah, these are the days in which al-kafir, al-mu'min, the rebellious, the transgressor, the sinner, everyone knows the power of Allah Azza wa Jal on these days. Everyone knows the dominance and the authority and the control of Allah Azza wa Jal on the days of Allah. To the point where Fir'aun, as he's drowning, he would say, "Amantu annahu la ilaha illa alladhi amanat bihi banu Israel." He accepts Iman on that day. That's how powerful the days of Allah are. Everyone would witness the control of Allah, the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. For these are the days of Allah. And so the day of Ashura is coming. On a Monday, we need to reflect. We need to learn and understand that on days like this, Ayyamullah, everyone bears witness to the fact that La ilaha illallah, there is no Lord worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters in Islam, on this day, the day of Ashura, of course we all know, this is the day in which Allah Azza wa Jal saved Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel from Fir'aun and the army of Fir'aun. And so it was on the night of the day of Ashura, the night before the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reveal to Musa alayhi salam a commandment. He says to him, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مَتَّبَعُونَ in Surah Al-Dukhan, أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي لَيْلًا إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal reveals to Musa alayhi salam, take Bani Israel, collect them all, gather them all. This commandment is coming at night. And travel, go to the ocean. The commandment comes at night. Why? So that they can have a head start. إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ, because Fir'aun and the army are still sleeping. Once they wake up and they realize you're gone, they will follow. So go, take a head start and leave Egypt. This is the command that Allah Azza wa Jal would give Musa alayhi salam the night before Ashura. But one second, you might believe and you might think that this is finally Allah's relief has come down to Bani Israel and Musa alayhi salam. But there was something more important than this. In the lead up to this command, there's something more important. And that is, as Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions, 40 years before this commandment, there was another command that Allah Azza wa Jal had revealed to Musa alayhi salam. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says in Surah Yunus, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى وَأَخِيهِ أَن تَبَوَّأَ لِقَوْمِكُمَا بِمِصْرَ بُيُوتًا وَاجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This command was given to Musa alayhi salam almost 40 years before the commandment of taking Bani Israel and heading towards the ocean. Before relief came, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to Musa alayhi salam and his brother Harun, أَن تَبَوَّأَ لِقَوْمِكُمَا بِمِصْرَ بُيُوتًا. Build and construct houses for yourself on the land of Egypt. Build houses. And then once you build these houses, اجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة. Make your houses a قبلة. Make your houses a masjid. Because Fir'aun was that oppressive and that arrogant that he did not allow the believers to congregate and pray in jama'ah. Nor were there any masajid. There's no permission. The government at the time did not allow anyone to build a masjid and to congregate the believers and to pray in congregation. That was not allowed. Right? So what's the solution? Do we leave the salat altogether? No. اجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة. Build the house and make the house a qibla. Make the house a masjid. And not only this, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ. Establish a salat in these houses. Pray in your house. If you cannot congregate, if al-masajid are closed, if al-masajid are banned, then congregate and pray at home. اِجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ. This commandment is coming 40 years before relief. And it is the stepping stone towards relief. You'll see how. Then Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Give good news. Congratulate the believers. Allahu Akbar, you see that? Between the commandment of establishing a salat and the good news, there are no words. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. If you learn how to do this, and you do it correctly, the only result is وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Congratulate the believers. Victory is on the way. Don't worry, don't ask when. Just do what is told. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Congratulate the believers. Allahu Akbar. And so this is the legacy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has installed for mankind, has taught mankind. The moment you learn how to establish your salawat and you give it the utmost importance in your life, that is the road to victory. And this is mentioned multiple times in the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an, He says, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَى غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ وَقُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ إِنَّ قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ عَسَى أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. This ayah in Surah Al-Isra, Allah Azza wa Jal commands the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to establish the five daily prayers and pray something at night. The next ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. Go and announce and address and make it public to the people that جَاءَ الْحَقُّ, the truth has finally arrived. وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. And at the same time, if the truth has arrived, what happens to the falsehood and the corruption and the misguidance? وَالْكُفَرِ. It gets destroyed. وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he entered Mecca, finally, in the last years of his life, as he entered Mecca, 360 idols around the Kaaba were shattered and destroyed. At-Tawheed was re-established in Mecca. As he entered, he had a stick and he was poking the idols, saying, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. But this didn't happen unless he fulfilled the command which was before. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ, which is establishing a salat. You see the direct relationship between victory and establishing a salat. In Surah Al-Fath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began the surah with positive words, certain words. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. We gave you an opening, a grand opening, a clear opening. And this, of course, it's referring to Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, the peace treaty that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with Quraysh. And that's Sulh al-Hudaybiyah. That's it. That was the fatḥ. That was a lead up to the consequence to the conquest of Mecca. طيب, how did this Sulh al-Hudaybiyah happen? How did the conquest of Mecca happen? How? At the end of the surah, there is the formula. The formula of victory is mentioned at the end of Surah Al-Fatih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Muhammadur Rasulullah والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا. You see, when you observe the state of a Sahaba, you will always see them. تراهم, present tense, implies continuity. You always see them, consistently see them. How? Ruk'an sujada. In ruku' in sujood. Someone praying in this hour, someone praying at night, someone praying in the masjid before the fard, after the fard. That's always the case. Tarahum ruk'an sujada. Not only as salat, but the salat had an effect. Simahum fi wujuhihim min athar sujood. You can see a clear sign on their faces because of as sujood. A clear sign. At-taqwa was seen on their faces. Where did this come from? From as-sujood, from the effect of as-sujood. What effect has as-sujood had upon you, my brother and sister in Islam? As-sujood is supposed to have an effect on us. Power, salat is power. It is the road to victory. And as a result, Allah Azza wa Jal gave the believers victory. Allahu Akbar. If you look into the narration of Ad-Dajjal, and when Al-Masih, Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam comes down, a long story, fast forward until Isa ibn Maryam reaches Baytul Maqdis. That's where he'll reach. And he reaches there, and it is time for Salatul Fajr. So he prays Salatul Fajr among the believers at the time. And the one who leads the Salat is the leader of the Muslims at the time, which is Al-Mahdi alayhi salam. He prays. He leads a salat, Al-Mahdi. And behind him are the believers. And behind him is Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam. Once Salat al-Fajr is finished, Isa ibn Maryam heads towards the door and he observes Ad-Dajjal at the gate of Lud. When he sees him, Ad-Dajjal dissolves and he melts like how salt would melt and dissolve in water. And that's the end of the biggest fitna on earth. But you see something, watch this. Before this victory was mentioned of how Isa alayhi salam would end Ad-Dajjal, there was a mention of all this. Salat al-Fajr being prayed and established and the believers are praying. Why? Why wouldn't the narration just tell us how Ad-Dajjal would end? So you can learn the relationship between Salat al-Fajr and victory. Learn the relationship between them. For this command that Allah Azza wa Jal would reveal to Musa alayhi salam, the night of Ashura, there was 40 years of preparation before it. And وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Now the command comes down, the night of Ashura. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal reveals to Musa alayhi salam, collect Bani Israel. Take them out of the prisons, because that's where they were. They were in the prisons of Fir'aun. They were being insulted and abused and tortured. Their babies were being killed every second year, the boys. So much damage, so much oppression, so much abuse. Now finally relief comes. Relief is coming. Finally relief comes. So he packs them all up. He collects them all. The men, the women, the children, the old, everyone is collected. And they head towards the ocean, a head start. Then Allah Azza wa Jal would say, فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ. Fir'aun and his army woke up the next morning. Mushriqeen at shuruq time. 7, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, he was up. And he realizes that Musa and Bani Israel are missing. They're not in the cells that they're supposed to be in. For he quickly caught on to the subject and the topic, and he gathers his army really quickly and they began to head towards where Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel have went. Al-Mufassirun rahimahumullah mentioned that Musa alayhi salam with Bani Israel were approximately 600,000, give or take. Fir'aun with his army were approximately 2 million, give or take. As Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentions about the great army that Fir'aun had, وفرعون ذو الأوتاد الذين طغوا في البلاد. They were described as ذو الأوتاد, pillars, massive people. He had an army. هل أتاك حديث الجنود فرعون وثمود. They were known as a جنود. A جندي, a جنود is a person that is well equipped militarily. He has the skill, he has the knowledge, he has the latest weaponry. This is what a jundi is. So you can imagine, Fir'aun is coming, and his army is with him, and they're well equipped. This is not just civilians that are coming out. This is a military force that is coming out in pursuit of who? Of civilians that are poor and weak and traumatized and shattered and broken. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ. Then Allah Azza wa Jal said, فَلَمَّا تَرَى الْجَمْعَانِ. These two parties, Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel, and Fir'aun and the army, made eye contact. Allah said, فَلَمَّا تَرَى الْجَمْعَانِ. When the two parties made eye contact and saw each other, this is getting very close. قال أصحاب موسى إنا لمدركون. بني إسرائيل are terrified. بني إسرائيل are absolutely scared. They are shaking. All of them in one voice. قال أصحاب موسى. All of them said إنا لمدركون. They caught up to us. We've been followed. We've been caught. We're finished. We're destroyed. We're ruined. We're wasted. This is the end of us. Inna lamudrakun. Negative words. Negative words. Words of people that do not have 100% certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaky words. What is this? These are words of someone who has bad thought in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, I tell you something. Many Muslims are doing like Bani Israel. Many. This is not just a story of the past. Its same events are being lived today. Even worse. If today an army, a well-equipped army, is not coming after us with their swords, what replaces this is the army of kufr that is coming to us with their propaganda and their filth. And where do you start? When you want to speak about al-fitan and the corruption and the misguidance that is coming from the West onto the believers and onto the Muslims. You want to speak about the LGTV plus community that has pushed its agenda and its propaganda in the face of Muslims to the point where they've got Muslim brothers and sisters to advertise for their propaganda. This is worse than a sword coming to you. Then the sword, if it was coming to you from an enemy, just stand your ground for a few minutes, say La ilaha illallah, and gain the rank of martyrdom. Finished. But what do you do with this? The fitan that are coming are entering our homes without permission. You have no choice and you have no say in the option. You have no say in the matter. And not only this, the ideologies of kufr that are also being pumped into the face of the Muslim and pushed into the face of the Muslim community and those of our brothers and sisters that attend universities that teach the subject of philosophy, the subject of kufr. Philosophy, the idea of it is to tell you, you need to question everything on earth. You need to have an answer for every event that happened on earth. Allah Azza wa Jal says, لا يسأل عما يفعل. He is not to be questioned about what he does. Philosophy tells you, you need an answer for everything. So they come up with their own theories. Big Bang theory, the human evolution theory, whatever you like. There is a theory for it. Take it. We've explained it to you. Wallah Azza wa Jal says, لا يسأل عما يفعل. Wallah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran,
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم. Allah did not allow any one human being to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth and the creation of themselves. No one witnessed it. So who comes up with these theories and tries to convince us this is how the world came about? This is how humans came about. All this is rejected and denounced and condemned. This is al-fitna. And I told you, believers are acting like Bani Israel. Muslims are like this. Once the fitan come, inna lamudrakun. What do we do? What are we going to do? The fitan are increasing, brother. How do we save ourselves? How do we save our children? Wallah, I'm packing up and I'm moving. I can't live here anymore. And he doesn't do anything. But inna lamudrakun. Words of doubt. Words of people that are having bad thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lamudrakun. This is the case of people today. Think of this. Al-fitan are right here. And they will increase and keep increasing until the greatest of them, Ad-Dajjal, comes out. They're going to keep increasing. They will not reduce. They will not decrease. So you need to be ready. Am I amidst all this chaos? Amidst all this su'u dhanni billah, this evil thought in Allah, amidst all this fear, amidst all this panic, amidst all this doubt of Bani Israel, there is Musa alayhi salam that is standing and observing and listening. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ Bani Israel, we've been praying for 40 years. Now you see al-fitna coming, with the enemy coming. You lose it? Musa alayhi salam says a few words. Words that are documented in the Quran. Mentioned in the Quran that we're going to read until the last day. That's how powerful they are. Words that were said on Ayyamullah. Words that were said on the day of Allah. Words that were said on Ashura. This is the highlight of Ashura. He did not say to Bani Israel, relax, I got a ton of gold here. We'll give it to Fir'aun and we'll free ourselves. He didn't say, what's gold going to do for it? He did not say, relax. The backup is coming. It's arriving soon. Relax. We'll look after this. What's that going to do? He said to them, I have on my side the one who controls the sword in the hands of Fir'aun and the army of Fir'aun. Kalla inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen. This is what he said. He said, inna, kalla. Kalla, first he shut them up. He silenced them. Kalla, not at all. Stop uttering what you're uttering. Stop losing it. Don't show me fear and panic. That's not the time for it. Now, our certainty in Allah is being tested now. Not before, when times are easy, it's very easy to say, Amantu billah and Allah is here. It's very easy. But see that in the midst of a fitna, that's where the achievement is. So first he silenced them. Kalla, inna, verily, certainly, no doubt about it. And I can just imagine Musa alayhi salam. Certainty is erupting from him. Maya, with me, Rabbi sayahdeen. My Lord is certainly with me. I don't doubt it. Can you imagine the certainty and the honesty in how he's saying these words? He really means it. He really believes it. I mean, the Fir'aun and his army are there. You can see them. How does a person, yani, how is a person inspired and motivated to say such words in such a position? That's an achievement. Hey, this is what we want. This is what we want to achieve. In the face of al-fitan, we want to look at each other and we want to say to each other, inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen. He'll guide us out of all this. He'll save us from this fitna altogether. He'll save us. We just got to do what he says. That's all. And you don't worry how Allah Azza wa Jal would save you. You don't believe it? Here, take the story of Ashura and see how Allah made the impossible possible to save the believers. He said to them, "Inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdeen. Ma'ya Rabbi, I have my Lord with me." It's a big word. How are you going to be in the company of Allah? This is the question you're supposed to ask. If you haven't thought of this, you're still not switched on. The question you're supposed to be asking, how can I have Allah with me? How can I have His aid and support and protection and care? What's the path to that? Lennu Musa is saying, "Inna ma'ya Rabbi." So how do I have Allah on my side? Because Allah Azza wa Jalla is not with everyone. How do I have this? Al-ulama would call it al-ma'iyyatul khasa. The special company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ. Allah said, and He declared, "I am with you." Then He put a few conditions. لَإِنْ أَقَمْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَيْتُمُ الزَّكَاةِ وَآمَنْتُمْ بِرُسُلِي وَعَزَّرْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَقْرَضْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal, He gave us the formula. You want Allah Azza wa Jal to be on your side and protect you and look after you and take care of you and your family. Very simple. لَإِنْ أَقَمْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ. You'll get that. So long as you establish as-salat. Once again, as-salat was first. وَآتَيْتُمُ الزَّكَاةِ. And you give your zakat. وَآمَنْتُمْ بِرُسُلِي. And you believed in all the messengers of Allah. وَعَزَّرْتُمُوهُمْ. And you supported them. And you gave them victory. Especially Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you followed his sunnah. And you held on to it. These are the conditions for Allah Azza wa Jal to be with you. Listen. وَعَزَّرْتُمُوهُمْ. You honored them. You respected them. وَأَقْرَضْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. And you gave sadaqat. You gave goodness to the people. Either your effort, your time, your knowledge, your money, your skill, your whatever it is that benefits the Muslims around you. وَأَقْرَضْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. That's when Allah Azza wa Jal would be with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Allah is with those who have at-taqwa, which is to implement Allah's commands and keep away from the prohibitions. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. And those who have ihsan and excellence in that which they do. وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with those that are patient. When Musa alayhi salam says, إِنَّ مَعَيَ رَبِّي, I'm in the company of Allah, my Lord is with me. This is what he has done to achieve this. So he's absolutely certain. He's erupting with certainty. Allah, each word, inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdi, is like a ball in the cannon being fired to the enemy. Injecting within Bani Israel absolute certainty and trust in Allah. Inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen. Allahu Akbar. After this, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرَ. Relief came. Allahu Akbar. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what's ahead. He knows Allah would guide him out. How? I don't know. Why tell you as well? In the face of fitan. Just do what has to be done. And then ask me how Allah is going to save us. I don't know. But it will happen. It will definitely happen. Maybe hak Allah Azza wa Jalla would save you. Would make you blind the moment the fitan would come to you. And they don't reach you on your phone or in your ads or on your YouTube or wherever you are. Heck, Allah Azza wa Jal will turn it away from you. And you won't see it. It can happen. So look at this. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ. Then we gave direct command to Musa alayhi salam. Use your staff and strike the ocean. But this command and this relief didn't come only after certainty was 100%. They build your certainty. Use the day of Ashura to reflect over this lesson. So he, and you think of it, a staff, strike on the ocean. What's that going to do? Really, what is it going to do? Go take a staff tomorrow, head towards the ocean and hit it. It's going to do nothing. Nothing at all. Lakin Musa alayhi salam, the one who's emitting with this guidance, with this certainty and trust, strikes at once. Allah Azza wa Jal, by His permission, makes the impossible possible and it parts. It opens up paths. And he's Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel all crossing this ocean until they reach the other side. Men, women, children, whatever they had, caravans, all of it's going through. Everyone survives. Ajma'een, Allah says. All of them. That's a miracle as well, because we now have old men in that. You think, you know, these people are going to miss out. But Allah would save them all. Not only that, you'd assume that since the ocean had parted, that the water should be muddy. The earth should be muddy. Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ طَرِيقًا فِي الْبَحْرِ يَبَسًا. It was dry, so that they can move quicker on it and not get stuck in the mud. Heck, miracles will happen. Don't worry how relief would come and in which manner it would come. The impossible becomes possible. And to just worry about how to be with Allah Azza wa Jal, it's all. So Allah Azza wa Jal parts this sea. They cross, they get to the other side. Once they're on the other side, Fir'aun and his army arrives. They look at this scene. Fir'aun, the transgressor and the kafir he is, takes advantage of this for himself. And he says to Bani Israel, I'm your Lord. Look what I've done for you. The sea is parted. Let's walk through. For they believe him. And they walk through until all of them, the last one of them, enters, and now they're all in the ocean. Allahu Akbar. Musa alayhi salam, when he realizes this, he comes towards the ocean and he wants to strike it again so he can close. Doesn't know what to do. Allah Azza wa Jal would say to him, وَاتْرُكِ الْبَحْرَ رَهْوَى. Leave the ocean. Move to the side. Now watch the show unfold. وَاتْرُكِ الْبَحْرَ رَهْوَى. إِنَّهُمْ جُنْدٌ مُغْرَقُونَ. This is a destroyed army. All of them are going to drown. Watch each and every single one of them taste from my punishment in this life. Sit back, you and Bani Israel. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. We drowned them, we caused them to drown while all of you were watching what had happened. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, there's nothing better than the believers being soothed and comforted when they see their enemy being destroyed and ruined. How beautiful of a feeling is this, considering what had happened to Bani Israel and the abuse and the torture that they had received from Fir'aun and his army. So they sit back and they watch this punishment of Allah unfold on the most arrogant that lived on earth from mankind. The ocean closes, and it's like we're zooming in onto Fir'aun to record his last words on earth, so it can be a sign for each and every single one of us. Allah Azza wa Jal says, حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقِ. When drowning overtook Fir'aun, he's in his last moments, he's dying now. قَالَ آمَنْتُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلِ وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. As he was drowning, he began to say, I indeed have believed that there is no Lord worthy of worship except the Lord that Bani Israel worshipped, and I am from those who submit and surrender to Allah. Allahu Akbar. 10 words. He couldn't say Amantu Billah. He was deprived from the word Allah. He couldn't say it. He said 10 things to get to this meaning. Heather, the one that lives and doesn't know Allah, how is he going to be given success to say La ilaha illallah at the end of his life? He's deprived. This is an honor to say La ilaha illallah. And this is your honor. This is your identity. How are Muslims still confused when they have the biggest knowledge and the biggest truth on earth living in their hearts, which is La ilaha illallah? And my brothers and sisters in Islam, hadi La ilaha illallah is the biggest torch as we navigate through this dark life that we're in. The greatest torch, biggest light you'll see ever in your life. Heather, this will walk you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's that huge and great. Fir'aun was deprived from it on the day of Ashura. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ. Today, we're going to save and preserve your body. Why? لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. so that you can serve as a sign and a reflection for those that come after you. Anyone that wants to do like you should just have a glance at what happened to you, and that would frighten them and move them away from your actions and your deeds. But the unfortunate reality, Allah Azza wa Jalla would say, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he concludes that ayah saying, however, many of our creation or mankind, when it comes to our ayat, they are heedless. May Allah Azza wa Jalla not make us from among the heedless, because heedlessness is destruction. Heedlessness is a path to the hellfire. هذا الهيدلسنس, if النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم experienced it moments in the day, he would seek forgiveness 100 times. In the hadith الصحيح, إنه ليغان على قلبي. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, moments of the day I experience الغان. والغان is less than الران that is mentioned in سورة المطففين. الغان is like heck, dust, just act like a fog of heedlessness that would affect the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what would he do? وَإِنِّي لَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ أَكْثَرَ مِن مِئَةِ مَرَّةِ. And I would seek Allah's forgiveness more than 100 times. Just for moments of heedlessness. Allahu Akbar. And this is the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who would say to Aisha radiallahu anha, إِنَّ عَيْنِي تَنَامُ وَلَا يَنَامُ قَلْبِي. My eye sleeps, but my heart doesn't sleep. He's always aware of Allah Azza wa Jal. He's aware of his Lord every moment of the day and the night. He wakes up upon dhikrullah, first thing saying, Alhamdulillah. That's the first thing he said. And when he sleeps, the last thing he would do, he would recite Al-Quran or some dhikr. Yani waking upon dhikrullah or sleeping upon dhikrullah. Allahu Akbar. That's how you save yourself from heedlessness. That's how you earn, that's how you become in the company of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وَأَنَا مَعَ عَبْدِي إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي. I am with my slave whenever he remembers me. وَتَحَرَّكَتْ بِي شَفَتَاهُ. And when his lips move in my remembrance. This is what we want to reflect on, my brothers and sisters in Islam, on this blessed day, on this sacred day, because Ashura is from the month of Muharram. The month of Muharram is a Ashur Allah al-Hurum, Shahru Allah al-Muharram, it's referred to as, from the sacred month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reflect on this point and understand relief and victory and protection only comes after you establish Allah's commands. You see, when Allah Azza wa Jal told Musa alayhi salam to strike the sea, did Musa alayhi salam turn to Allah and say, that doesn't make sense? Explain it to me. Wallahi sami'na wa ata'na. Sami'na wa ata'na. Khalas. If that's the command, I'll do it. Because that's a command. When you obey Allah's command and stop questioning the reason, why this and why that and why this, why do I have to do this? 5 prayers now like this. Al hijab and its category and its description and all this, what's this for? Well, bead, and why do I have to grow the bead and so on? No. Don't question Allah's commands. Allah commands Musa, strike the staff on the ocean. He does it. Doesn't question. Don't question Allah's commands. Do what he says. Relief came immediately after it. Fan falak, Allah would say, immediately relief would come, and that is the parting of the ocean. So this is what we have to do. This is what you have to do in this modern day that we live. In the face of al-fitan, wallahi, nothing will save you other than dhikrullah and your worship. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, idha laqitum fi'atan fathbutu wa dhkurullaha kathira. O you who believe, if you face the enemy, face the propaganda of the enemy, face the filth and the corruption and al-fitan that is coming, what do you do? Fathbutu. Hold your ground. Stand strong. Stand with absolute certainty in Allah. And then, اذكرواللہ كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. Make dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance. What dhikr? It's a general word that means all the worships, because every worship reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what you're going to do. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he gave advice to Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu in the times of fitan, he said to him, One command, and I'll leave you with this. He said to him, يا حذيفة, عليك بكتاب الله فتعلمه واتبع ما فيه يكون خيرا لك. حذيفة رضي الله عنه is worried, he's questioning النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. When the evil hits, when the evil comes and it spreads, what do I do? Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم gave him a solution straight away. He said to him, يا حذيفة, commit to the word of Allah, commit to the book of Allah. Not only just hold on to the book and just walk around it and say, I have a Quran. لا, that doesn't benefit you like this. فتعلمه. Go and learn it. Learn what's in it. And then after you learn it, واتبع ما فيه. Follow what's in it. Because once you follow Al-Quran, you're following Allah's guidance. You will never be led astray. Never ever. No matter what's in front of you. Even if a Dajjal came, which is the biggest fitna, 10 ayat of Surah Al-Kahf is enough to get rid of him. Imagine the whole Quran. What would they do? 10 ayat were enough. Allahu Akbar. فَتَعَلَّمْهُ وَاتَّبِعْ مَا فِيهِ يَكُنْ خَيْرًا لَكَ. It would be better for you. So don't go left and right, updating yourself on the latest. What is happening? وَالْفِتَنْ. Where's the next fitna coming from? وَالْإِلَىٰ وَفَىٰ. Use the time to study Kitab Allah and follow it. And this bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal would save us and protect us. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept from us. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to save us, to protect us. Min al-fitan ma zahara minha wa ma batan, us and our children and the believing men and women. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept our gathering, to forgive our sins and our shortcomings. Innahu wa liyu thalika al-qadiru alayh. Forgive me for taking long. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.